Wendy, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Well, that's what I do. Do people have expectations from you as a female artist? Like that last song was pretty rockin'. Do people not expect you to rock? Do they expect you to stay on the folky side of things? Or are you doing anything to sort of break preconceived notions about female musicians?
I always valued versatility and enjoyed playing different kinds of songs, like whether it be cover songs or songs that I wrote myself. So, I mean, that's how I see it. Like, I don't want to just keep playing acoustic songs, or I don't want to keep playing rockin' songs. I want to do, you know, what I think sounds good at the time I'm writing a song. But I definitely think there are a lot of, like, when I play my electric guitar and I play a solo, people are like, oh my gosh, you can play like a rockin' solo in a pentatonic scale. Like, whoa. So, yeah, I definitely think there are like,
and you don't think they'd be saying that if you were like a big burly tattooed guy or something?
Yeah, like AJ?
Present company excluded.
Right, yeah.
I can play pentatonic solos.
No doubt.
Okay, so, yeah. do you play out a lot in the area? Do you have a lot of live acts? I know you have one coming up soon at Tangier.
On Sunday. Yeah, we've been playing like once a month. I'm scared of having too many shows too close to each other, so like... like economics, like supply. If there's low supply, people will come. I guess that's the theory. But it's
theory behind OPEC, anyway.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
Well, do you guys want to jump into another live song?
Yeah, sure.
All right, what do you got for us?
This one's called Ibis, or Blue Sweater. It's okay, I'll tell you. Right. So my friend and I, this is my second year at UCLA in the dorms, and my friend Ibis and I, we were waiting for our rides home, and we were waiting for traffic to die down. And she was, like, really into this guy that was, like, a total jerk to her, and we just couldn't understand it. And so I wrote this song, like on the spot, like making fun of her, like saying all the bad things about him and how she's really dumb. So this is the end product of it. And it sounds serious, but it's not. Yeah, it's not. That's a problem.
All right, my guess is the sweetheart. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It'll
The siren. Yeah, I don't know if the siren came through in the mix or not, but if it did, it was perfect timing. that was a great effect, and what a great song.
Thanks.
So, let's talk about your audience, building an audience. Who is your audience? Are there sweetheart heads following you around?
Do you
see a lot of the same people at your gigs?
Yeah, my sisters.
Who's like fans, dude?
Yeah, I don't really have a good idea who the sweetheart fans are. But those who have talked to me have been very pleasant, very nice, and supportive. And
there's something horrible going on outside. Yeah. Now you know it's live. Incidentally, if you want to listen to this later, you can go to myspace.com/thisisgood a couple hours from now, and you'll be able to download the entire interview. So you're saying you don't know who's there at your gigs, but growing? Is it growing each time, you think?
You know, I'm surprised by how many people show up.
Do you put like a lot seriously. Of effort into promoting your shows?
Well, more recently we've been putting up flyers and
freeway blogging.
Yeah. Getting the Ernie Halter style comment. No, I want to talk about that. But
Well, what are some of the reactions that you get from your audience when people come up to you? What do they say?
Oh,
they love your bass.
I love your bass. Yeah, they're like, is he single? you can ask him. They want to get a CD and ask when I'm going to play next. That's pretty much, you know, the response. Like, I've actually, last time we played at Hotel Cafe, and people were actually really quiet there, you know.
That's a pretty respectful place for bands there.
Yeah, and so I thought that was really nice of people who either came for us or the band after us. Like, they listened to the songs, maybe because they're more quiet as an acoustic
rendition. Well,
they're
used to seeing such great acts come through there as well. I mean, Hotel Cafe always has such cool singer-songwriters.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
sure.
I must have had, like a dozen people on this show who've gone in and out of Hotel Cafe.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because there's some venues that aren't like that at all.
Yeah.
You know, where people just show absolutely no respect.
Yeah, I've played at a couple bars and...
Oh, I'm always playing those.
Well, you're a dude. It's different.
No, I play jazz.
Well, could you describe, like, maybe one live sweetheart experience that was less than stellar?
Oh, gosh, yeah. There's this, like... I was playing by myself, and I made these like backing tracks on my iPod using like Reason,
oh,
you know.
God.
And it was like the first thing first time I ever tried it. I went to this like dive bar in Torrance, California, or Torrance, you know. And it was just all broed out and everything. I was like, I felt like such an idiot. But people came up at the end and were like, oh wow, that was really good, and like they wanted to get a CD. It was, so you never know. There's always like that like one or two people who. Are super, yeah.
Out of everyone who doesn't.
Who like puts their beer down and listens.
Do you still go out and do acoustic sets, or is it now just with the whole band?
Right now it's just with the band. I wouldn't mind playing acoustically, but it's just more fun playing with people.
They're in the room
and they're really good.
They're totally chickish.
It's a good thing for draw.
Cool. Why don't we go to another track from the CD that you brought in so that we can have enough time to get at least another song out of you. So...
You like that one?
Do you know what this is? What we're going to play next?
I might? Maybe we should just play Refuse then.
Yeah? All right. This is the last track from the EP, which is available at CD Baby.
No one ever knows this one.
You don't play it live?
Thank you.
All right. My guess is the Sweetheart. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Dreams me, hope.
really.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org. AJ, you were saying this is one of your favorite Sweetheart songs that we just listened to. Refuse?
Oh. Yeah, Refuse, I think, right? Yeah.
Like and, trash.
And
probably because that's
not not Refuse, but Refuse, yeah. So do you find that, you know, as a part of a band that you sort of become a fan after a while, and then there's like certain songs that you get more excited about than others?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's happened my whole life.
So with every band that you've been with?
Well, yeah, because if I'm a part of something, that means it's good enough for me to listen to. So it's like already passing all kinds of tests. So then once like you get to that stage, then it's just like I'm picking music out of stuff that I already like. Like I always have my favorites and stuff. It's always the sappy stuff.
Have you ever been in a band where you just felt like, you know, I'm not, you know, these guys are talented and all, but I'm not actually a fan of the music?
Oh, it's yeah. Like have I been in a band, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cause
but not often, you know. I won't really be in a band, you know. I think so, yeah. I think you have to really be. If you're going to have a good time in there, I mean, you don't have to be a fan of the band that you're playing in, but if you're not, you know, makes it like.
Then it probably comes through in the performance.
Yeah, totally. You can tell when people aren't excited about the bands they're in. They're up there like they're dead. And I've definitely done that before. I won't really do it anymore because, you know, I don't have that much time.
Right. What about time? How much do you guys spend a lot of time rehearsing, preparing for
we
your shows?
Probably spend more time.
We've been doing this thing where we practice maybe twice before a performance.
Yeah, two times before every gig.
Yeah.
Like the same week.
Everybody's like so busy and like doing different projects. It's hard to like lock down a specific time. But everybody's good enough to pull it off, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, so you never catch someone playing the wrong song in the middle? Or
well, Jeffrey's been a bit sketchy. No, I'm just kidding. No, I think I'm the most sketchy person. I don't remember the words. I don't remember the chords.
All right, well, let's put Jeffrey to the test. Is he playing in this next song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this song's all about Jeffrey. No, what are you going to play for us?
Don't mess up.
This one's called 17, and this is the acoustic version of a song off of the EP.
All right. Yeah. My guess is the Sweetheart. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
1, 2, 3, 4.
To be obvious, gone and I'm losing.
Jeffrey, you can stay in the band.
Yes.
Yay.
He made the cut.
Hooray.
You've been dismissed. Oh, sorry.
Wendy, is there a full length in the works? A follow up to this EP?
I'm always writing, but there's material. Yeah. I have enough new songs to record another one, but
Currently recording one right now.
Yeah, I'm just demoing, writing. So I'm trying to let people hear this one first, I guess.
You gotta play around
a bit. Yeah. See what the response is. If there's a demand for one, maybe I'll record another one.
I'm demanding one right now.
Thanks, John.
Where are you guys playing next, specifically? What time? How much is it?
We're playing this Sunday, the 10th, at Tangier. 2138 Hillhurst. Whoa, I remembered. I'm good with numbers. Anyways, we're playing at 10, and it's $6. And it's 18 over.
$6.
18 over. That means Jeffrey can get in. Yes!
Yeah. That's a cool place, Tangier. It's really, yeah. It's like laid back.
Really
it's like behind
it.
The restaurant, right?
Yeah, behind the huge curtain.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have one more song in you? You going to leave us with a song?
Can you play it? Okay, yeah, we've got one more. It's an acoustic version of the Strum Machine song I had.
All right, let's do it. Okay. This is The Sweet Herd on Is Good on killradio.org.
Today, oh, was the first day. Today was the second day. Three times I will say the week until we meet again. And I am looking out on my window, looking at my makeup, thinking to myself that I might draw it every day. And I'll waste my time on everything I promised myself I would sleep till.
That's it. My guest has been The Sweet Herd. Check him out, thesweethurt.com, myspace.com/thesweethurt. And you can download this interview later today. It'll be up in a couple hours from myspace.com/thisisgood. And go check them out, performing live at Tangier this Sunday, the 10th. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and I'll be back next week.
Today.